From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Friday, May 5th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The White House boosts AI development with $140 million investment, policy guidance, and industry collaboration. DocuSign report touts remote work benefits for DEI and productivity, yet the company reinstates in-office requirements for hybrid employees. And Google passkeys, Apple Google tracker safety, Twitter API reversals, and Microsoft's Surface Focus. This is the Business of Tech. Are your go-to-cloud providers AWS, Azure, or Google Cloud? Do you ever question whether some clients really need the complexity and expense of the big players? Recommend a better fit with Linode and Akamai, Linux cloud hosting at a fraction of the cost of the big players. Save up to 70% on cloud bills, enjoy flat, transparent pricing, and zero-tier technical support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless of your monthly spend. Test Linode for yourself with $250 free cloud credit by visiting linode.com/MSPradio. Enough has happened already to do another AI roundup. First, quoting from The Verge, the White House announced more funding and policy guidance for developing responsible artificial intelligence ahead of a Biden administration meeting with top industry executives. The actions include a $140 million investment from the National Science Foundation to launch 7 new national AI research institutes, increasing the total number of AI-dedicated facilities to 25 nationwide. Google, Microsoft, NVIDIA, OpenAI, and other companies have also agreed to allow their language models to be publicly evaluated during this year's DEF CON. The Office of Management and Budget also said it would publish draft rules this summer for how the federal government should use AI technology. And the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy Group said it would request information from the public regarding how such tools are used to surveil, monitor, evaluate, and manage workers. The FTC is looking for ways that rapidly advancing AI could be used to violate antitrust and consumer protection laws that it's charged with enforcing. This from an op-ed in the New York Times this week. Quote, although these tools are novel, they are not exempt from existing rules, and the FTC will vigorously enforce the laws we are charged with administering, even in this new market. Microsoft upgraded its Bing chatbot. Additions include image and video answers, restaurant bookings, chat history, and smarter Microsoft Edge integration. These new features also coincide with Microsoft making Bing Chat available for anyone to try, moving from private to public preview. And plugins are coming soon. They've added actions, completing tasks without going back and forth between sites. Why do we care? This weekend's bonus episode dives more into the value providers can offer around AI, so I'll leave that discussion to the weekend. Instead, what I want to consider today is how there are existing frameworks that will apply. The FTC is correct. While new, existing rules do apply. DocuSign released a report on Wednesday that highlights the benefits of remote work. The report found that about two-thirds of executives believe remote work and increased digitalization have helped diversify the workforce, broaden the talent pools for companies, and expanding their DEI initiatives. More than three-quarters of the business executives polled agree that the flexibility to work at any time from any location has boosted productivity. At the same time, DocuSign is forcing employees back to the office. Employees designated as hybrid have been asked to come into the office at least twice weekly, based on individual job functions and locations. Now, why do we care? Just because the data gives guidance doesn't mean people will follow it. People are messy. I'll report on the data because I'm data-driven, and I highlight how I think there's an opportunity here. That said, there'll be others that go in another direction. It's unclear why DocuSign is moving this way. We know it's intentional to ignore their own data. Let's get in a round of product announcements. Google has added passkey support to Google accounts, so get that set up and do so for your clients. Apple and Google are teaming up for a proposed industry specification to combat the safety risks of AirTags and other Bluetooth-enabled tracking devices. The company announced Tuesday that the new standard requires the implementation of, quote, unauthorized tracking detection and alerts across Android and iOS devices. Twitter is backtracking, again, on that change to API support. Quote, verified government or publicly owned services who tweet weather alerts, transport updates, and emergency notifications, quote, can continue to use the API free of charge. New York's MTA had abandoned Twitter alerts entirely and is now reconsidering. And I didn't want to miss this last one. Microsoft said that they are done with Windows 10 updates, making 2022 H2 the final version, and they're closing down their Microsoft-branded mice, keyboards, and webcams. Instead, Microsoft is now focusing on its Surface-branded PC accessories. Why do we care? Roll out those passkeys as quickly as you can. Thanks for listening. Happy Cinco de Mayo. I myself am going to have a beer and celebrate. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend as we talk about AI in solution providers and expand on that theory of AI sommeliers. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.